Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Here in our 10 o'clock hour, it is the Open Home Hour. Completely open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. There's a new auto attendant on that line, so when you hear it, just press zero. That'll bypass the auto attendant and get you straight into the studio. And you can send text questions to 411-923 or snap a picture and email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
I'd like to start this hour by thanking all of the people that gave me feedback on last week's show. In the Outdoor Living Hour, Julie Murphy brought in the world-renowned pepper grower from Wilcox, Mr. Curry, and he mentioned on air, now when the world's premier pepper grower recommends a particular salsa, people stand up and take notice. I ordered five bottles during the show that very
in real time,
in
right?
In real time. I've got phone calls from, I'll bet you, 15 or 20 people who have said, that is the best salsa. It's got a little bit of a bite, but it's got the best flavor I've ever enjoyed.
Yeah, I had it on my eggs because you gave me a bottle.
Yes.
And it's Santa Cruz.
Right here in Arizona.
Is the name of the company. And it's, it was a green chili sauce.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And I got done with the eggs for breakfast. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm inspired to make enchiladas tonight.
this is
just to use more of this green chili sauce.
Made right here in Arizona. The Santa Cruz salsa, green chili pepper salsa.
Hey, that website is santacruzchili.com.
And Jennifer, I want to thank you and the other listener that called in and said, tell Rosie to quit telling people to Google something and buy it off Google. Because very often you are rerouted to a lookalike site. You have to go to the exact address and make sure you're on the right site. Because I guess scammers find places you buy things often, set up websites, and then you're hit.
If you Google Rosie on the House, the first four or five results are all other paid advertising.
Yeah.
And they click on it and get the wrong place. But scammers are on the rise, so just be careful.
It used to be an escort service in San Diego, so I'm just glad they're gone. Oh, man. So thanks for all the feedback. We love the feedback we get on the show. And without a doubt, the number one thing from all of last week that I heard about was the Santa Cruz salsa. And Jennifer says the website is santacruzchili.com. Like I say, locally, Arizona grown peppers, Arizona made salsa. Enjoy it. I haven't heard anybody that tried it that doesn't say it's the best salsa they've ever had.
Since 1943, it says on the bottle.
Oh, that's cool. How cool is that? I love doing those kind of things. That's what makes this show so fun, as well as the last hour being able to give free home evaluations out. Where else can you go? You know, it's all the more reason we here at Rosie on the House would love for you to vote again us the number one referral service in the entire state of Arizona. And you can do that by going to Rosie on the House Facebook and place a vote. The voting goes through this month, and we will, if we wrap this up again this year, it will be our 11th or
12th.
It'll be our 12th year as being the number one referral service, contracted referral service in Arizona. We're outpacing all local competition, even all national competition. That's how hard we work for you, the Arizona homeowner. Go to our Facebook page.
Makes it easy. Just go on there and it takes you, click on it and takes you right to the voting page.
There you go. All right.
We already had one lady reach out and said, done.
Oh, bless her heart.
That was Miss Renee. Thank you, Renee.
Well, thank you, Miss Renee. Awfully nice. It's one way we measure our effectiveness in accomplishing our vision statement of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend, is the feedback we get like that. And when someone can call you like a friend and just say, hey, thanks for that recommendation of Salza. I didn't know any of these people, but they're all regular listeners. And it was like we were friends. I love it.
We were talking energy audits last hour, and Jeff had mentioned that 10 to 12 cents square foot for your high summer bill. You know, a 2,000 square foot home should be about $200 in your high summer bill. But remember, that's just your high summer bill.
That's right.
Whatever your low winter bill was, that's kind of your base load. Cooking, water heater, lights, electronics, et cetera. The addition of that heat. So when you're thinking about trying to save off your utility bill, you got to remember you're only saving on what it's jumped. And for a $200 a month utility bill, that comes down on a 30-day month, that's 27 cents an hour to live comfortably. I mean, that's pretty hard to beat.
Seems like a deal at that point.
If you're in that $200 a month, let's say your winter bill is $100 a month, so your cooling cost of that is only half. So you're at about, you know, 13.5 cents
for air conditioning.
For air conditioning.
And which hour between May and October wouldn't you put 13 cents in a jar to be comfortable inside your house? Which hour would you not contribute the 13 cents for?
Finding the change in the seat cushions, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Well, this particular part of the show, we usually go back to our website and our maintenance calendar that we publish. You know, and if you have a maintenance calendar and you'd like another one, because of COVID, we haven't done a couple home shows. We're kind of overrun with calendars. If you'd like to give some as gifts, give some to your neighbor, give some to your kids, give some to your best friends, let us know. We've got calendars to put in your hands.
A homeowners association, if you've got
absolutely,
we've got a couple that we've delivered to homeowners associations that they've distributed to their members. So we usually go through a couple thousand per home show, and we're now two home shows canceled into this. So we've got
get them out there.
We got a couple extra to distribute. So
and the thing is,
another free service.
And if you let us know who's getting that and they're okay with it, give us their email address, and we'll make sure they get, once you're on our list, you get a free update every single year. You get a free copy delivered to your home once you're on our mailing list. You're not going to get anything else. You're just going to get one free Rosie on the House certified maintenance-free calendar. Now, on that calendar, that was my buddy.
Not maintenance-free. Home maintenance calendar.
Thank you.
That's free for you to obtain.
There you go. And I got on that bunny trail by talking about what the tip of the week is going to be. That's in our newsletter and on our calendar. And it's surge protection. We covered getting your house ready for the heat last hour. What's as equally as important is thinking about the electronic equipment on your home. Okay, let's think through it. You've got an air conditioning compressor. That's fairly valuable. Maybe one or two big screen TVs. Okay, that's worth a little cabbage. A stereo receiver, amplifier, refrigerator compressor. I've got three computers all plugged in at my home. I mean, I have just run you through about $5,000 to $7,000 worth of equipment sitting in your home that is susceptible to damage from electrical surges in your home. And as as the utility companies provide you power, they can't provide you that power at one perfectly smooth, constant 119.6 volts a second. It kind of fluctuates.
Well, you got this air conditioning shuts off. This air conditioning turns on over here.
Your neighbor's solar system kicks in at 215. The power grid demands change. Somebody runs into a transformer down the street, knocks your neighborhood out. APS or SRP has to quick jump, hit the red button switch, bypass that transformer, and give you power right back in. So you may not even know the transformer went out. But just that little hiccup, monsoon seasons, lightning strikes are all sources of surges of electricity. If your power does go out, you know, when they turn the power back on, they have to make sure, especially in July or August, a monsoon outage, they know everybody's thermostat is just begging, begging for juice. So when they drop the clutch and push on the accelerator, they may do a little burnout there to get started a little quicker. That's a surge in power to your house, okay? You can protect all of your equipment from those surges, not by going to the drugstore and buying $7.99 power strips that have a little red switch on it that says surge protection. There's a billion reasons why those don't work. So I want to cover those a little bit more in the next segment, as well as talk about how dang affordable whole house protection is. It's the cheapest insurance you can buy for your home. Whole house surge protection. We're going to talk through the theories behind it, as well as take your calls at 1-888-767-4348.